We're now going to look at the gospel, which treats of the same theme, but from a very different angle. It's Luke 13, 22-30. And so the text reads, you see, Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Now you notice we're in chapter 13. Since verse 10 of this chapter, it's all about the journey to Jerusalem, where there is suffering, passion, rejection, death, and resurrection. So on the way, he's teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." Which is okay for a translation, iskisusin. It doesn't have to be that strong. It could be, and not be able. But anyway, the text we're going to have on that Sunday will have not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside, knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." And he will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets." Then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of heaven, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. And that's a pretty good translation. There will be last, the last will be first, and the first will be last, literally. Okay. Some is to console us, I guess. That is the sense of the text. Now, this is interesting, isn't it? It's like asking, who belongs to the club? The question is so superficial. You see, if I'm a Catholic, I got it made. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You see, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Obedience to the Lord, huh? Just putting in, you know, $5 on those occasions when you go to Mass, or even do a little bit more and say, "I got it." No, you don't. Strive. The word, you know, agonizeste. We get agon, agony, agon, wrestling from that. Strive, work, fight. You see, to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but not be able to. See, it's not enough to say, "I'm a Catholic," or "I'm a Christian," and not do anything about it. You know, when you meet a real Christian, there's something very gentle and very strong about them. And you know that they are in union with God and they're trying to obey Him all the time. They fail, of course they do. But they just don't sing along with Mitch. And this is what our Lord is saying. Because, you see, especially post-exilic Judaism felt, if you belong to Judaism, you got it made. You're a Jew, you're in. No, you know? Well, you got to repent for your sins, but you're in. Jesus is saying, no, you're not. No, you're not. I'm going to go and pour out my blood down there in Jerusalem for the whole world. And it's being, as it were, funneled through you people, you Jewish people, I have chosen you over 2,000 years ago. But don't think just because you belong to the Jewish people or the Catholic Church or the Christian body that you've got it made. You don't. And that's what he's saying, and that's why he says, you see, will only a few people be saved? Try to get through the narrow gate. I tell you, many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough, will not be able. But then he starts. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside, knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. And he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. I don't know who you are. You're not one of mine. That could be an awful shock, couldn't it? You see, if we let people think, you know, sometimes I'm at a dinner table and somebody says, I'm a very moral man. The chances are he's really not. But he figures, compared to some of his business partners, he's doing great. Don't look that way. Look this way. Look to Jesus. Not only that you're not in mortal sin, but that you're caring for your family and you're caring for your neighbor. They have to know about Jesus. And you have to be praying every day just to stay realistic. Because if you're not in touch with the Lord every day, you're going to live in la-la land and you'll be hoping for, I'm a Catholic, I'm in. No. I'm a Jew, I'm in. No. If you're not, and that's why he says, I don't know where you're from. You tell me you're from the Catholic Church, but I don't see it. You know? When was the last time you gave alms? When was the last time you preached the gospel to your family? I don't, see, I can't tell that you're from the Catholic Church or the Christian body, or, see, I can't tell because you're not doing anything, you see. And so then he says, you see, there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people, not just Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets, people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and they will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Suppose people have never heard the gospel preached, and yet, even though they're not aware of it, they're moving with the Holy Spirit. I often think of this story Mother Teresa told. It was late at night, 8 or 9 o'clock, which is late in India. A woman knocks on the door and says, Mother Teresa, have you got anything at all to eat? Neither I nor the child in my arms have anything to eat all day. And Mother Teresa said, well, I got one bowl of rice. That's all I got in the house. Take it and divide it between yourself and your child. The woman took the rice, turned around, walked down the steps, saw another woman in the same situation, and divided that in half, so that the other woman had half of what she just got, and she had half. She didn't hide it under her cloak and then go off in a corner and eat it. She divided it. Now, don't you think on the day she dies and Jesus talks to her, he's going to say, come into my Father's kingdom. I had a child, and neither the child nor I had eaten all day, and you divided your one bowl of rice between me and you. Come into the kingdom. And she's going to say, I never saw you, Jesus. You know, I remember that happening, and I gave that woman some rice. And Jesus is going to say, you don't understand. Whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you did for me. And so, this, you weren't strong enough to get in, means, you know, you just weren't moved enough by the Holy Spirit. You're going to talk about, you ate and drank in our company and you taught in our streets. Or I went every year to the church bazaar and put in $50. But how did you treat your wife and children? Did you ever tell your neighbors about me? And what about your own life? When did you pray? When did you praise and thank me for dying for you? For lying on that cross in pain for you? When did you thank me? Never once. So why do you think you should just waltz in now to the kingdom of heaven forever? You're not ready. So, you see, go. And you might go all the way, you see? But at least you got to go now. There'll be weeping and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south. They're not Jews. They're not Christians. But they did obey my Holy Spirit as he moved them. Like the woman who split that bowl of rice, okay? And they will recline a table in the kingdom. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. You know, the memory is vague right now. I can't tell you the whole story because I've forgotten part of it. But it was somebody told me they saw this person and they said, oh, that poor person. They know nothing about Jesus Christ. They know nothing about God. They know nothing about... So I'm going to try to talk to them a bit, which is beautiful. And that person was rewarded how? They found out that without any instruction from anybody, this person was living an upright and virtuous life and knew Jesus because the Holy Spirit had instructed them. And that person was delighted to meet a Christian who could confirm everything that they learned already. And that Christian had his or her eye opened because, you see, sometimes the Lord does it himself. But we cannot take that and abuse that paragraph 16 from Lumen Gentium that we've already spoken about. No, the church is the normal means by which people come to know Jesus Christ. And if we think, oh, well, if they're meaning well, they're all going to go to heaven, you've missed it. You've missed it. That's not true. Here we, with the gospel and the scriptures and the sacraments and the example, and we're hardly doing a good job at all. What about people who don't have any of that? How much easier it is for them to fall to temptation, fall into sin, to get hardened, and not even recognize the Lord when he comes for them at their death. And that's why, you see, this Sunday is all about universality. Go tell it. Remember that song? Go tell it on the mountain. Get on top of a mountain. Get anywhere. But keep your heart alert so that in calm and peaceful ways you can tell sometimes your own relatives, sometimes your own brothers and sisters. Now that they're all adult, that they've got children and they've got jobs and they're interested in the money and the vacations and so on, they don't go to church. And they're a little bit uncomfortable around you because you still do. You've got to win them over. You've got to pray for them. You see? And help them. Maybe you start with just helping them be charitable. Help the poor. That's a beginning that softens a heart. And after a while, they'll turn to God and pray, and God will turn to them and talk to them. Amen.